Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phonology report for the week of January 20th, 2024. My name is Claire, and I'm your phonologist for this week. On Saturday, December 20th, we had 9 hours and 19 minutes of daylight. This is an increase of 13 minutes from a week ago. As of Monday, December 22nd, Duluth has a recorded deficit of snow of 30 inches. Also on this night, the northern lights were visible in some areas. On Thursday, December 25th, there was a full moon. It is called the Great Spirit Moon, according to the Ojibwe. Compared to last week's frigid temperatures of below zero with dangerously cold wind chills and inside recess, this week has been feeling warmer with temperatures above freezing. Local weather forecasters have stated that above average temperatures of 15 to 20 degrees above will continue through the rest of January and potentially into the first week of February. On January 25th, Miss Jackson's class noticed that the snow was almost perfect for making snowballs. The temperature was 36 degrees. Also during that evening, there was some freezing drizzle. On Friday the 26th, our area was under a dense fog advisory. On Saturday, January 20th, Miss Urban had 2 red crossbills at her bird feeder. On Thursday, January 25th, she noticed a flock of 3 common redpolls near the pavilion. Both crossbills and redpolls do not have traditional migrations like other birds. They travel nomadically in search of good seed or cone crops. On Thursday, January 25th, Iris May noticed the melted snow dripping off the trees as she was trying to write in her phonology journal. On Sunday, January 21st, Miss Jackson noticed several deer beds in her snowy field at her house. On Thursday, January 25th, Henry noticed small mouse tracks in the snow at his sit spot when he was journaling on the school nature trail. Also that evening, Adela spotted a gray squirrel bringing lots of leaves up into a tree. She thinks it was adding to its nest. I spotted fox tracks in the snow during EE class on January 24th, while we were burning an old pile of invasive buckthorn cut this fall. She followed the tracks and noticed cottontail rabbit scat and fur along the trail. It looked like the fox was on the hunt for its next meal. Henry noticed on January 24th that the ice rink at his house was melting due to the above freezing temperature. On Thursday, January 25th, Rebecca measured the ice on Schmidt Creek at school. The ice was about an average of 5 inches thick. Last week, when Iris May measured it, it was about 7 inches thick. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.